Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Elfrida Love Show. Where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on tonight that all of you have decided to join the ElfridaLoveShow.com because we're going higher and higher in the Lord, and the Lord continues to prove himself to us daily, which I always say that God doesn't need to prove anything to me because I know that God is able, and I know that he will never fail. Amen? And so as we prepare for this ministry and as I begin reading the scriptures and as I begin to really get into the Word of God and get into the zone of God, I want you to begin to get your pencil and paper and something to write with and get into a quiet place. And the reason why I say get into a quiet place is because many times God says that there are distractions. And he says when Satan was in heaven, Satan was distracting God. And so I want you to get into a place where you won't be distracted. And so when we talk about distractions, we're not talking about noises and things of that nature. We're talking about when you're unable to hear God or you're unable to really concentrate on God or you're thinking about something that happened last week, something that happened today, something that happened years ago. So it's very important, and we're going to pray first that everything that is in your mind right now leaves, because God says that everything needs to vacate, everything needs to evacuate from our minds, God says, because he says, a great coming of his spirit and his favor. And so we are in the midst. If you've been with me every Monday, or if you missed a couple of Mondays but you've been listening, if you've been with me every Monday, you understand what I'm talking about, and God is speaking to us. He says, if you have been just in a storm or you're coming out of a storm, or if you're looking for a breakthrough, it's here. The breakthrough is here. And so as my mind is really getting into focus, as I was saying that, because I was saying that to help myself as well, as my mind is getting into focus and as you're getting into position to receive the word of God and the meditation of God, I want you to understand, and we have plenty of time, and I'm speaking to you. I don't just want to get on this ministry and give you the revelation. God says speak to the people what God is speaking, because there's a difference between the revelation and what God is speaking to us. The revelation has to do with holistically this world and how to navigate this world. God calls it a GPS, yes. Then he says that when I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking to you as a person. I'm speaking to you as someone with you. I'm on this journey with you. We're in the same boat. We're in the same car. We're in the same airplane. We're in the same place. When I come to speak in your city, we're with each other. And so it's very important that you understand the difference. We understand the difference, between revelation and speaking. And so you will get a mixture of both, because I don't want to seem so like it's just God and I want it to be all of us. I want it to be all of us. So I'm going to be speaking to you through God, and God is going to also be giving the revelation. So it's very important. As I said before, ministry, when you look at ministry, is nothing, it's not a bed of roses, because you have to tell the truth about what God says, and you have to just give people what they need according to the word of God. And you have to train your ears to hear. And you can't get distracted by the world. And you can't get distracted by emotions. You can't get distracted by anything that's not of God. So therefore, you have to be really focused. And so every day of my life, right, I discipline myself. I say, you're going to focus. No matter what, you're going to focus on what God told you, what he promised you. You're going to focus on the commandments of God. And so when we look at those commandments, when we look at the focus of God, we understand exactly what God is saying. But without further ado, I want to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. It says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. How many of you know that God is good? His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, his love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, amen. God said that word alone. God says he is the one that you give the victory to. Those victories, my Monday people, that you've won, those victories that God has given unto your family and he's given up to your friends, he says he alone did that, not us. And not after the love show, it was all God. His love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, that means we're walking in light, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. I want to ask you this question as God is speaking. What are you seeking right now? What are you seeking tonight on the Afrita Love Show? Because you're definitely not seeking me. Amen. You're seeking God. You're seeking the word of God. And we want to keep this in perspective that we're seeking God. We're seeking the word of God. Amen. And so as we get into our positions and as we get ready to get the music together and things of that nature, I want you to get out a sheet of paper. And I want you to get ready because we're getting ready to pray. Yes, we're getting ready to pray. Yes, Lord, we're getting ready to pray. We're not going to forget that, never. We're getting ready to pray. And I want you to go ahead and get out a sheet of paper and pencil. We're not going to do these mind games. We're not going to, you know, just think it in our minds. God says write the vision, and he says make it what? Plain. He says make it plain. You know, we think about the visions, right? We think about these visions, but God says write the vision and make it plain. And so that's exactly what we're going to do. And so as we prepare, I want you to just relax. I know that, and thank you so much. I know that this is a place of refuge for many people. I always tell my family, I say, you know, that radio really helps me because I can speak to individuals, my family. God is here. God is always present. And it's a place of refuge for many people. And I thank God for that opportunity. I just want everybody to just relax for a second because I feel like a lot of people are just stressed out. Stressed out. And so I need you to, what I want you to do is God is showing me, we're going to have to go through this here. I want you to look up at your ceiling, wherever you are. If in the hospital, look up at your ceiling. Close your eyes. I want you to extend both of your arms up, and I want your head to remain up. And I want you to close your eyes. And right now, I'm in the position, I'm on my knees, and I have my hands up and my head is back. And I'm asking God that anything that I refuse to surrender, any thoughts, anything that's not like him, I want him to take it. Take it all. And that's the thing that we have to tell God, whatever it is that you're going through, whether it's personal, whether it's whatever it is, tell God, at this moment, I want to surrender it unto you. I give it up. Whatever it is, let it go. Whatever it is, if you're angry, if you're sad, if you're depressed, let it go. There are still many things happening around this earth where people are depressed. They're taking lives. They're taking other people's lives because they're depressed. Their families, the whole family is being wiped out because people are depressed. I need you to just put your hands out and let it go. You have to let it go. My hands are moving because I know that there are many people who refuse to let things go, but we're going to have to wiggle those things from you because you're going to have to let it go. We have to let those things go because you come on this ministry every Monday. Do you hear what I'm saying? You come on this ministry every Monday and you're faithful and you listen to the ministry and you go through the process, but you're not letting it go. And so I have to wiggle these things. God has to wiggle these things from you because you refuse to let them go. Extend your arms and let it go. I know that it hurts. I know that it left scars. I know that it left a lot of things, but whatever it is, let it go. You're going to have to let it go. You're going to have to take care of your offsprings and take care of your family and take care of what's been left, what's not finished. It's going to be you. And so God says at this particular time, while we're here and spending this moment together, he says there is a storm going on in your life. My hands is moving back and forth. There's a storm, but guess what? Guess what? The storm is calming, God says, because you found time to listen to his word, not to listen to me. But when we go through this process, I want you to listen to God, because God is the only one that can bring you through. If you notice on my title, I said, the niece and wants with love, and I was speaking about me, but I said, God is able and he won't fail. A lot of people will fail. You're going to counseling. You're going to these different places. You're taking your children to counseling. That's fine, but try Jesus. Make him your choice. And use those other things, these worldly things, as supplements. And so it's very important. God says that people, we need counselors, we need therapists, we need psychologists, we need those people to give us therapy. We do. But God says that we're missing the main ingredient, which is him. So it's very important. It's very important. I need people to calm down. The stress level is high. And, you know, ever since I've got on here, my head has started hurting because the stress level is so high. And so we need to just calm down. It's okay. You're in a place of refuge. You're in a good place. You're in a good place. Okay, we're calming down. Okay. You're in a good place. All right. Okay. Now, you're in a good place. And so we're going to pray unto God, and then we're going to get started. And I understand that the storms are raging, but we're calming down now. That's good. Praise God. Amen. You got to let those things go. You got to let it go. I know it's hard, but you're going to have to let it go. You're going to have to let it go. We're going to pray, and then we're going to get into the lesson. Everybody just calm down. Relax. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this night. We thank you for this opportunity of allowing us to assemble together in order to make known our request unto you. You've already been approving, God. You've already done everything that you said you was going to do, and we're still standing on your promises. We're standing on the word of God. And we ask right now that you extract anything that's not like you. Extract anything that's in our minds that's not like you, anything that's in our hearts that's not like you, anything that's in our hands that's not like you. If our feet are going down the wrong path, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless us to walk in your will. We ask and we thank you for each and every person who is on this line and those who will listen and those who will listen a couple of days from now. Lord Jesus, we ask as this ministry goes forward, we ask that we continue to keep you at the forefront and the focus. And we ask in the name of Jesus that our needs and wants be centered around not materialistic things, but things of you, of your commandments. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us as we were able to assemble. We ask that you continue to keep us and help us to manifest the word of God and understand your word and your revelation. Lord, if there's any pains that's going on, Lord, we ask that you extract that, Heavenly Father. If there is any type of thinking going on that's not thinking great thoughts, we ask that you extract that, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the breakthroughs, Lord. We thank you for the answered prayers. We thank you for the valley moments, and we thank you for the mountain experiences, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless each and every person who's on this line. Would you bless their families, their friends? Would you bless those who know you and those who do not, Lord? We're praying tonight for our hearts and our minds and our hands and our soul, and we ask, Heavenly Father, will we not be selfish, because we know that you are here, and we know that your ears is listening to what we are saying. And we ask in the name of Jesus, will we continue to bless you and continue to understand your goodness and mercy and your truth that endure to all generations, not just some, but all generations, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to look over all of our youth, all over this land and country, Heavenly Father, and all of our adults as well, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us this day, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless the bereaved families and those families who have lost something or someone. Then, Lord, we ask, will we continue to be the beacon, the light? Would you continue to bless our attitudes to be positive and to be more like you, Lord? We understand that we deal with the world. We understand that we deal with trials and tribulations. But, Lord, we know that you are God, and besides you, there is no other. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless and keep each person person who's listening. Would you bless those who are going to listen, Lord Jesus? Then, Lord, we ask that you continue to give us strength to keep on keeping on. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but we'll never relinquish that of your sight, we ask that you give us somewhere in your kingdom. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want you to go ahead and get your pencil and paper or pen or whatever you have. Go ahead and get that out. And I want you to begin to think about the goodness and the mercy of God. Think about the goodness and mercy of God. I want to say as you get your things together that God has been good. He's been great. He's been better to us than we've been to ourselves. I want to extend my hands out to the youth and to all of any type of student, college student. I was telling some of the youth, I said, you know, it's very important that we trust God and we believe in God and we understand that God can do everything but fail. There's nothing too hard for God. Everything is easy for God. God is bigger than your problem, whatever you're going through. We talk about relationships with our youth, our young youth, and the relationships you have at school with your peers, and we pray for those relationships that they be healthy. We pray that you continue to focus on school because school is why you're there. You're not there to be the class clown. You're not there for a fashion show. You're there to learn. You're not there to skip class and things of that nature. You're there to learn. And so when you go to school, it's a facility of learning. It's not a facility where you go and you put on a show or you be a comedian. It's a school. It's a learning institution. Now, if you want to go into comedy, Hollywood's a good place. But as God is speaking, when we talk about instruction, not only are we talking about the Word of God, but we're talking about being a recipient of the Word of God. And so we take everything seriously and we apply it to our lives. And so as we go into our process of manifesting our needs and our wants, because God is doing it. I'm telling you, y'all, God is doing it. Not only is he blessing Alfreda Love and all of these other individuals on the line and everybody who's listening, but now he's been doing it. He's blessing the family and he's blessing the friends, and I like that. That's what we're striving for. If we continue to focus on our family and our friends and ourselves and our heart and our mind and our soul, God will continue to do it. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Every day is not going to be a bed of roses, even when you're going through this process. Every day is not going to be a bed of roses, but guess what God says at the end of the day? He says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. And so just because it's not a bed of roses doesn't mean that it wasn't a good day. And God says that, you know, when we are in the ministry or when we're teaching, God says that he's always with us. And God says that he always wants us to magnify who he is. Not by saying, I love the Lord and having to wear a cross. He says, well, magnify who he is by our actions, by our deeds. And you can always tell people of God, and you can always tell those who are learning God and those who may need a little more Jesus, as Miss Erica always say. But the thing about it, God expects us, he requires us to always be like him. And you know what? One thing I can say is that God says you reap what you sow. And God has done it again, y'all. God has blessed again unexpectedly. And so I want y'all to continue to go through our needs and wants. Continue to understand that God is able and he won't fail. Okay? So we could talk about this all night, but we're not. All right? So let's go on. My journal says, mercy unto you, speaking to you, yes, and peace, and love be multiplied. God is going to multiply love. He's going to multiply his mercy and his peace. God says that, you know, you was going through the storm, but now he is calming the storm down. And it's a matter of, don't wait till you get on the ministry to ask God to calm down your storm. Ask God to calm down your storm before you get on the ministry. You have the power to pray for yourself as well. It's always good to pray with other individuals as well, but God says that sometimes you have to go in your secret closet, right? You have to go in your secret closet. Okay, so let's go ahead. Get your paper out. So my verse is, mercy unto you and peace, and love be multiplied. Okay? go ahead and write your wants on the left side. We kind of changed it up. And our needs on the right side. Wants on the left side, needs on the right side. We're going to have three columns. We're going to say family. We're going to say friends. And put your name. Afrida. Afrida love. Then we're going to say our needs, right? We're going to deal with our heart, our mind. And put soul with the mind. In our hands. Okay. All right. Now, I have some new people. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay. I have a couple of new people. Now, when we talk about our wants and our family, I don't want us to talk about cars and houses. I want us to speak about what is it they need. For instance, healing. For instance, unity. For instance, strength. For instance, favor, comfort, love, peace, joy, those things. Right? When we talk about our friends, what do they need? We're not talking about a car. We're not talking about any of that. Do they need strength? Do they need better guidance to become better parents? Do they need joy? Are they sad? Do they need financial stability? Do they need a breakthrough? Then we talk about ourselves. What is it that we need? Do we need to be creative? Do we need to have more peace in our lives? Do we need to have more joy and favor? Are we asking God for that? Then when we look at our needs, we're going through this heart surgery, y'all, because it's very important, and I thank God for this because I always analyze my heart. I say, you know what, I get on this ministry, and I'm telling you guys, this is a ministry, and I'm being real with you. I get on this ministry, and I say on a daily basis, I always evaluate my heart because I don't want to deviate from what God has instructed me to do. And so with this surgery, when we deal with our needs, right, and we talk about our heart, do you need more love, happiness, joy, favor, or what? You need to be more positive in your heart because your heart dictates. What happens is you manifest these thoughts in your mind. Then it goes to your heart, right, and it stirs up in your heart. Then you act it out, okay, just like a play. So your mind, you know, we talk about being positive, being innovative, being sharp, being very rational, being very I think I already said this, innovative, you know. Then we talk about our soul and our minds, they're very much akin. Then we talk about our hands. What do we want our hands to do? There are a lot. Now, I'm going to stick a pin here because God is showing me this. Our hands are to restore and to be of service. And some people's hands are used for healing. Some people's hands are used for blessings. Some people's hands are used for hugs. Some people's hands are used to wipe away the tears from people's eyes. Some people's hands have a lot of power to them, which means that some people are able to, through the use of hands, tactile things, they're able to touch and understand the soul. One of the things that we talk about with the hands, though, is the world sometimes uses the hands in the wrong way. We talk about abuse, whether it's child abuse or whether it's adult abuse, and God wants that to be basically reversed. He wants our hands to be used for something useful. He talks about, when we talk about the revelation of God, we're talking about our hands. God says we should always be of service. What is in your hands on a daily basis? What is in your hands? What are you holding? Are you holding grudges? Well, look at your hands. Are you holding grudges? Are you holding on to something that you should be letting go of? God likens this, his kids listening, unto a kite. He says once you hold a kite blows because of the wind. He says, but once you let it go, it flies away. And so God says that is how we're supposed to do with anything that we don't want to let go of, such as anger or things of that nature. And so when we let go of our anger and when we let go of those things, God says that it goes with the wind into the sea of forgetfulness, and the only way it comes back or resurfaces is we're the ones that keep reminding ourselves over and over again about it, because God just forgives us, he says, because he knows that we're humans. And so it's very important that when we go through this lesson that we focus not on the materialistic things, but on the things of God. And so when you look at your family and your friends and your Afrida and say yourself, okay, and our needs, when we talk about our heart, our mind, our soul, and our hands, right, we're not talking about we want a 10-carat gold ring, right? What do we want our hands for? Support? What do we want our hands to be utilized for? And so that's something that we're going to have to pray about. That's something that we're going to have to really talk to God about. Okay, so as we get ready to listen to this song, I want us to really think about this, and I want us to be sincere, because God is blessing, and He is doing it, I'm telling you. And God is making a way out of no way, and this really works. We're going to listen to I Love You, Lord, Today, There Is None Like You, and I'm pretty sure that God is going to have something to say to us that will encourage us and help us as we go throughout our week, because we have a book study on tomorrow with Spiritual Guide on the Go. You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Once again, we're manifesting. Did you hear what I said? We're manifesting our wants with our family and friends and ourselves, Afrida, and we're also manifesting our needs with our heart, mind, and soul, and hands. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Amen, amen, amen. We're getting ready to go higher in the Lord. Listen, that was Brother Dappy Keys. I love you, Lord, today, and there is none like you. And I truly believe that. I believe that there is none like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, as we looked at our wants and our needs, I want you to really think about and really begin to reflect on how good God has been. Amen. If you don't have anything else to thank God for, thank Him that you was able to wake up this morning and He started you on your way. I understand that there are storms. I understand we have to deal with the world. We have to deal with all these other things. But God says that at the end of the day, He is still God and you're still His child. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Because as some of you have been listening to the ministry, God has called you to many different things. Amen? And some of us have had those second thoughts, but once God's called you, then tag your it. Amen? Amen. And so there's no getting out of the anointing. You can't run from your anointing. You can't hide from your anointing. You can't give your anointing to anyone else. You can't pawn your anointing. You have to keep your anointing because God gave it to you. He called you. And actually, it's an honor. And so what I want you to really understand is that God says that He's going to always take care of us. Amen. And that's why we don't focus on materialistic things, because God says that He is the provider. God is speaking. He says, I am your provider. So whatever you need, just take it unto God. That's why we have our wants and our needs, because we want to make sure our hearts are right. Even when we partake of the Lord's Supper, God says that we need to make sure our hearts are right. And so when you are listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, we have surgery every Monday. And so because we have surgery every Monday, we're getting out those things. Now, guess what? We can't get out all of those bad things in one particular night. So that means we have to continue to come back, or you have to continue to pray for your heart, okay? So I want us to listen to, as God is speaking, three particular songs. The first one is by Sister Dorinda Clark Cole, Nobody But God. The second one is Jesus Is the Best Thing That Happened to Me. And finally, we have So You Would Know How Much I Love You, and I'm going to find the artist for that particular song. But when we listen, I want you to listen to Sister Dorinda Clark Cole, Nobody But God. And sometimes that's all we can say. How did this happen, Nobody But God? I wasn't expecting this, Nobody But God. And there are going to be some times when you're going to say, and I'm going to turn this down in just a minute, but you're going to say it was Nobody But God. And so we're going to listen to Sister Dorinda Clark Cole for a minute, because she's singing this song, Nobody But God, and God is really doing some great things in her life. God continues to speak her name, believe it or not. Her ministry is powerful. The Clark sisters, I tell you, they've been around for a long, long time, but the Lord continues to speak her name. And this song, Nobody But God, God gave me this song tonight, and I wanted to play it. And when you have time, when you're not on the ministry, I want you to listen to it, because who woke you up this morning? Nobody but God. Who are you expecting to wake you up tomorrow morning, God's will? Nobody but God. Amen. Who are you expecting to give you that breakthrough? Nobody but God. Who are you expecting to help you build your empire? Nobody but God. Who are you expecting to get you out of depression? Nobody but God. You get what I'm saying? And so we're going to listen to Sister Dorinda Clark Cole, Nobody But God, because I tell you, she is on fire. And God is really speaking her name. So something must be on the horizon for Sister Dorinda. I've been, you know, her name has been spoken several times, several. And so God is going to do some great things in her life. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. This is Nobody But God by Sister Dorinda Clark Cole. She's one of the Clark.
Been there where everything Like you never reach it. Tell somebody. God's getting ready to do something that's going to blow your mind. Tell them that God's getting ready to do this thing. I don't care how long you've been waiting on it. You got to hang on in there. Don't give up. Don't give in. There's many of you in here that God said that your business will never go under because of what he's already promised you. And the enemy's trying to throw little things in the way to tell you that it'll never grow. But the devil is a liar. Tell somebody, I know what God did for me. I know how he moved on my behalf. I know how he gave me favor. I know who the people he put in place. Oh, God did it!
I tell you, I grew up on the Clark sisters. I tell you, they are just phenomenal ladies of God and just anointed. I want to tell you this before we go to our next song. I want to tell you that God is good, and I want to tell you that there are going to be some situations where you say that was nobody but God, and God is just excellent. If you don't know God, get to know him. If you haven't tried God, try him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Now, when you go to the store, especially Sam's, when you go to the store, you have many opportunities to sample foods. And the samples are there so that you can taste. And if you like it, usually you buy it, right? But I want you to taste the word of God. I want you to experience God for yourself. I have some samples. If you need testimonies, I have those because God is good and he's worthy to be praised. And so we're going to move a little bit higher with the late Reverend James Cleveland. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. And at this particular time, God wants us to think about all the things that have happened to us, good and bad and otherwise. And when we compare those things, whether it's vacation, whether it's winning, whether it's financial blessings, whatever it is, whether it's going through a heart surgery with this ministry, the best thing that could ever happen to us is that when we meet Jesus. And we're not talking about when we meet him face to face at the time of death. We're talking about knowing him now. And so it's very important. And when we find Jesus, Jesus is the best thing that could ever happen to us. Amen. Amen. And you're listening to the Afro. AfreeToLoveShow.com. We're getting ready to listen to the Reverend James Cleveland. Jesus is the best thing that has ever happened to me. How many of you have that testimony as we get our music ready? Thank you so much for listening to the AfreeToLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love.
Life's ups and downs. Oh, God's been good to me. And the downs have been few.
Sing, Jane.
There, look it up. You can say God has blessed me. I changed that night singing the song of hope. But there's never been a time in my life He didn't bring me through. I changed the words. If anyone should ever ask my life story, oh, whatever reason, yeah.
That was the late Reverend James Cleveland. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me, and I'm so glad that Jesus happened unto me. We're moving higher with our last song on the iFreeToLoveShow.com. We're going to listen to this one last song, So You Would Know. And we're talking about God is speaking to us. He says, so you would know how much I love you. This is the GMWA radio announcers song, so you would know just how much I love you. The Lord loves us so much, and we're praying, and I'm praying, and God is going to build an empire. And I asked God with this empire, I said, Lord, I said, I want to be a blessing to as many people as possible. And so God says that every day count your blessings. He says, didn't I wake you up this morning? Didn't I enclose you in your right mind? He says, when the pain was racking your body, didn't I step in right on time? Amen. And so we're going to count our blessings. God is getting ready to do some great things in our lives. And even if God decided not to, he's still done enough But God is just that good, that God says that I'm going to look beyond your faults and I'm going to see your needs and I am going to bless you. Amen. Amen. You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. This is so you would know by the radio announcers how much I love you. As a matter of fact, 1997 is the year I graduated. And so this is a special song to me. Amen. Praise God. Excuse me right quick. We're having some technological difficulties, but God is good.
So you would know how.
Hey, hey, hey. Uh-huh. All right, that was so you would know. And guess what? God does things so we would know. Amen? Amen. Now, you've been with Alfreda Love, listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. And God has given us our wants and our needs. And one of the things, as we begin to close and give our announcements, that I want you to understand is that this is serious, y'all. God is proving himself unto us. A lot of people need proof in order to taste and see. A lot of people need to see and hear testimonies from you and testimonies from me about how good God is. And so it's very important that as we go about our journey, that we let people know that life is good. There are some ups and downs in life. There are some turnarounds in life, you know. But at the end of the day, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. We have many different testimonies. God is blessing me and my family, and he's blessing my friends, and he's blessing other people as well, and I'm sure he's blessing you. Anytime you're able to wake up in the morning and start on your way, God is good. We all know that we all have a date, and we all know that God has to rapture us away, but as long as you have breath in your body, let the Redeemer of the Lord say so, so. And so it's very important that we understand the importance of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Before we go any further, I want to, as God is showing me, praise God, I have to be obedient. If you want to give your life unto Christ, you're at your house, or you're in the nursing home, or you're in the jail cell, or you're just around and about, and you happen to stumble up on AlfredaLoveShow.com, all you have to do is say, Lord, I surrender unto you. You don't have to do any elaborate, any of that. It's just plain Jane. All you have to say is, Lord, I surrender unto you. God knows your heart. That's why we have heart surgery every Monday, because God knows our hearts. And I want y'all to be in position. I want us to be in position to receive from God. And so our hearts have to be right. So if you want to give your life to Christ, it doesn't matter how old you are. You know, in church is a standard. You know, you have to be a certain age to be baptized and all that good stuff and Christianized. But God says that he is covering people right now, right tonight, and I believe it. I believe it. I'm covering myself because I believe in the promise of God. I know I heard what God told me, and I'm going to stand on that promise. And so it's very important that we continue to stand on the promise of God. And as I said before, you don't have to have anything elaborate. Amen. God says that he is blessing us right now. It doesn't have to be elaborate. Any way you bless me, Lord, I said I am satisfied. And however God wants to bless us, I'm satisfied. It doesn't matter to me. I'm satisfied. And so I want you guys, if you want to give your life to Christ, and I know, bless your heart, there are a lot of individuals listening. And guess what? You're not too young. And just because you're a teenager, or just because you're, you know, in second and third grade and fourth grade and fifth grade, it doesn't mean that you can't give your life to Christ. It doesn't mean that you have to carry a cross around your neck and preach, and you don't have to do all that. It's just the fact of saying, Lord, I want peace in my life. I want the storms to discontinue with the rage. You're going to have storms in your life. But if you really want to live a peaceful life and at the end of the day you can rest, then rest in God and be with God. That's what God is asking right now. Okay? And to be honest, I really look forward to that freedomloveshow.com. I really do. I really do on a daily basis. I look forward to it. I mean, I'm serious. I look forward to it. This is my one of my places of refuge besides home and spending time with my family and things of that nature. This is my place of refuge where I go to God and I can pray with people from all over the world. You know, I mean, this is my place of refuge. So if you want to give your life to Christ, then go ahead. You know, it doesn't matter how young or old you are. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you did, what you didn't do. What matters is that you give your life to Christ. And once you give your life to Christ, you'll never be the same. Does that mean that you're going to be perfect? Of course not. Nobody's perfect. If they tell you they're perfect, it's a lie. I'm just going to be real with you. Nobody's perfect. We're all trying to make it to heaven, and we're all making it to heaven, you know, with some inner secrecy, some things that we're not perfect. In other words, that's what God is saying. And then I want to say this for those who have been called by God. God says that he has to take you through some stuff for a second so that when we begin to minister and teach people, that we can actually experience those things and we can understand the feeling that people are going through, because ministry is not just preaching at people about Paul and Silas and Peter and Noah's Ark and Mary Magdalene. It's about preaching and prophesying about Linda, Esther, and all these people that we really know in real life, and ourselves as well. Amen. That's what ministry is about. God says that the Bible is His word. He said, and God says, with His word, He makes His word known unto man. What does that mean? When He makes His word known unto man, that means that we can apply the word of God to our lives. But God uses the revelation to push forth reality of what's really going on in the world. Amen? Amen. Because you don't see people at the water fishing and Jesus stops by and He's standing there physically and saying, I will make you fishermen of men. Right, you will see people fishing, and when they finish fishing, I believe that they clean the fish and take the fish home, and somehow they cook it. Amen, amen. And so, you know, God wants to make this very real, you know, very real. So that's what we're working on. So we want to go ahead and conclude the AfritaLoveShow.com. We have a couple of announcements. Then I'm going to bid you good night. Be sure. Be sure to continue to uplift your family, your friends. And let them know AfritaLoveShow.com is on. We're back on schedule. God is good. AfritaLoveShow.com. When you go to AfritaLoveShow.com, go ahead and click on number one, Love Radio. Go ahead and do that. Click on it. You'll be what? Right in the studio. Also, go to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Now, listen. Gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, promoters, journalists, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook at Free to Love at ALFREDALOVE. Or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with the love. I'm looking for gospel comedians, any type of comedians, but I want to make sure that you're highlighting the gift that God has given unto you. I know God's going to send some people. And I thank God in advance. In addition to that, make sure that you pray for all of your family members. It's not if, it's not when. It's pray for all of your family members. Be sure to pray for them. Pray for them one by one and pray for them on what they need. What is it they need? Do they need healing? Do they need a financial breakthrough? What is it? Pray for your family. Say their name and pray for them one by one. And then don't forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. I was looking and I read on Facebook somewhere where a family, you know, it was domestic violence. And it was, you know, what I want is what God wants. Excuse me. I'm speaking in God's. What God wants, because I don't want anybody to get this twisted. What God wants is He wants us to love. If you're feeling like you're in a pickle, in a crunch, all right, then pray to God. That's why we have the shows. Pray to God. If you look on at freetoloveshow.com, there's not a ministry that won't calm you down a little bit because they're all from God. It's not about me. It's not about being on that Free to Love Show. God has allowed me to oversee this ministry, right? And so if you ever feel like that, I'm pleading with you before you do anything with your hands, and we're praying for our hands, we're praying for our mouths, we're praying for our hearts. Before you do anything, listen to one of the ministries. I plead that. If you're thinking about doing anything, listen to the ministries. Now, I had asked last week sometime if we could go a day without anybody being hurt violently on purpose, and we did it. We did it. I'm asking. Once again, it is 12:17, y'all. It's 12:17. And I'm going to look at Waco first because that's why I'm in Texas. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to look at us first. Charity Stores at Home, right? Give me just a second. I'm going to look and see what's going on in Waco. What's really going on in Waco? All right, I have a couple of messages. I see you. I'm going to call you. Yes, I'm going to call you. Give me just a second. I want to look at Waco. I want to look at Waco and see what's going on. I want to see what we're doing in Waco, Texas. All right, here we go. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So you guys are doing okay in Waco, Texas. Listen. All right. Okay. We're going to pray for, and this is not in Waco, but this is in Muskogee, Colorado. There was a bus crash, and 7 kids were injured, and the driver is dead. We're praying for all of you, and we're praying for the family, and we're praying for recovery for the children, and we're praying for the bereaved family who has lost this bus driver. We thank God the troops are back from battle. We thank God for this Belton teacher. She was a finalist for the statewide award. We are praying for a body that was found near Lake Belton. This is all in the Central Texas area. And then we're praying for behaviors. Families outraged with the behavior of a local employee at a hotel. And then we're praying for Texas A&M student who was found dead, as well as 2 Amarillo police officers who was hit by a driver. And we thank God for the 9-year-old who delivered pizza to flood victims. And we just pray for the whole Central Texas area, and we pray for all other areas as well. And we pray for those who are missing and those who have been found. Let's look at the world. Let's look at CNN. And y'all, this is serious. It's very important that we pray one for another, because that's part of our mission. We can't save everybody, but we can save somebody. All right, breaking news. Let's see what's going on here. CNN. ICE is under threat. We are praying for the military. We're praying for all of you, and we want peace. We don't want any war. Check your hearts. I know that some of you have been listening to OurFreedomLoveShow.com, listening to the Lord. Check your hearts and turn from your evil ways. Then we've been doing pretty good so far, but I've been hearing some reports about some suicides and some violence, domestic violence. Just praying. One of the things that you have to understand is patience is a virtue. God has patience with us. We make mistakes every day, and God still loves us in spite of. And it's very important that if you ever feel like yourself just about to burst, pray unto God. Because guess what? God could get impatient with us, and he could say, you know what, forget it. I'm not going to bless you anymore. Then what you going to do? And so it's very important that we exemplify who God is in front of people. It's very important. Very important. Now listen, okay? On tomorrow, God's will, we are still walking. A spiritual guide on the go, perfecting your walk, perfecting our walk with God, right? I want you to please listen to the 2 ministries that we've already had. Listen to those, because on tomorrow, God's will, we are going to begin to look at other aspects, commandments, the creation of humans. What are the commandments? One of the things that God wants us to understand and realize is that there is no one before him. He doesn't care what it is. There is no one or nothing or no money or anything, careers, anything before him, because God gives all that to us. So that shall have no other gods before me. And we're talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to continue with our commandments. Then we're going to continue with the spiritual levels to walk in God's way, and we're going to move on further to examples of spiritual gifts. And this is where I want all the ministers and prophets and apostles and evangelists, those who he said he called some, I want you guys to be on the line, especially because he's going to give a message. And this message is especially to those whom he said he have called. He says, I've called some. And this is going to be a message. That part is just for you. Now, if you are not a minister or prophet, still come, because God has a message for you. Now, I'm going to tell you, some of this is going to be specific. It's not going to be last names, but it's maybe first names. And the reason why is because God wants us to understand exactly what he wants us to do, because some of you are on the verge of a huge breakthrough, and it's very important. It's very important. And no, I'm not trying to get listeners or anything. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to allow us to hear the voice of God. And so it's very, very important. And so what I want you guys to do is I want you to listen to the ministry, Spiritual God on the Go. Some people have been inboxing me because they want the books, and that's fine. But the main point is to listen to the ministry, Spiritual God on the Go, and continue to pray. Continue to pray. Be sure to check out AlfredaLoveShow.com. We have a lot of different individuals who we're adding. There's some media going on. Some media have contacted us because they want us to cover some events. Hey, keep contacting us. You know, it's EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Check out AlfredaLoveShow.com. If you're interested in any of the individuals, just email me, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. But it's AlfredaLoveShow.com. Check that out. AlfredaLoveShow.com. All right, AlfredaLoveShow.com. Also check out StellarGospelMusic.com or music.com. Also check out Alfreda.hubpages.com. Check that out. And be sure to understand that God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Now listen. I need to tell you this because I want each and every one of you to attend, all right? Listen, if you're close to Waco, understand? If you're in Central Texas, if you're close to Central Texas, if you live in Houston, if you live in Dallas, if you live in Austin, if you live in Hillsboro, if you live in El Paso, if you live in San Antonio, if you live in Round Rock, if you live in Maypearl, if you live in Dallas, I think I already said that, if you live in Grand Prairie, I need for you to make your way to 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas, where the Reverend Pastor Kerry Berkeley is our pastor. I want you to please make sure that you come at 10:45, and we're going to have lunch right after that. Then we have a 3:30 service. So 10:45, then we have a 3:30 service. This is our homecoming and anniversary. If you used to attend Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, if you have visited Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, if you have not ever been to Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, please be sure to come August the 28th. Tell them love sent you, and we're really talking about God, because God is love, not Alfreda love, okay? All right, so Great Ebenezer, our topic here, if you look on my Facebook page, feel free, Alfreda love, and I'm going to change the settings because I want everybody to be able to see this, but this is August 28th, 2016, homecoming and church anniversary, Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church. The theme is celebrating a legacy of hope. The scripture is Romans 5, 2 through 5 and 1, and Peter 1, 3 through 6. The address is 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco. We're right by Freddy's. We're right by Whataburger, McDonald's, Baylor University. All right? That morning, we're going to kick it off with Pastor Calvin G. Berkeley out of Dallas, Texas. Many of you who are in Dallas, y'all have heard of Pastor Calvin. Come support your pastor and support your area, Dallas. Praise God. Then we're going to hear from Pastor Melvin Petty at 3:30 p.m. Pastor Melvin Petty. So if that's your pastor, then you need to be in the house. And also surrounding areas. Amen? Because we support. We support. We support. So please be sure to come out. We would love to have you. We would love to have you. August the 28th, 2016. This is our homecoming and anniversary celebration. We're going to recognize our homecomers. We want you guys to come out. Feel at home. Feel welcome. We have plenty of room for you. Just come on. And after that 10:45 service, then we're going to have lunch, as I said before. So make sure you come on out. Amen. And watch for it in the newspaper this week. So just watch for it because it will be in the newspaper this week. Watch for it. And I'm going to continue to announce it up until the very last second. And God already said it's going to be a success. It's going to be good. So come early so you can get a seat and just praise God because God is worthy to be praised. And we definitely want our homecomers to come back home because we want to see your smiling faces because we know God's been good to you. All right? All right. Thank y'all so much. Now, on tomorrow, God's where we're going to go through our website. But I want to tell y'all this. Trust God. Believe in God. Depend on God because he's worthy to be praised. There's nothing too hard for God. Make all your requests known unto God. And God is going to do it. God has never, ever, ever let me down. He's always worked things out. And so we depend on God, we believe in God, and we trust in God. All right? All right. So please be sure to continue to believe and trust in God. All right? Thank y'all so much for staying awake listening to the AfraidToLoveShow.com. Do not say that you was listening to my show. That's why, you know, you're sleepy and all that good stuff, but I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfraidToLoveShow.com. Be sure to text a friend, tell a friend, a family member about AfraidToLoveShow.com. Be sure to check out all the individuals on the pages. God has done some great things. I need to post some media things, and I need to also contact this network because, yes, we are going to be on the network, so I need to contact that, and I need to also sign up the show for this other opportunity as well. So, yes, we're going to do that. It will probably be tomorrow, God's will. But I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfraidToLoveShow.com. I want to tell you that God is good, and anything you need, ask God. He will give it unto you. All right? Be sure to come back tomorrow, God's will, as we will look at a spiritual guide on the go, Perfecting Your Walk with God by Dr. Alfred. Be mine, your love. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love. Good morning, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this morning. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.